Thank you, Simon. Our final news stories include a Canaries fan who enjoyed a special TV appearance and a homeless hostel's plea to raise funds for an extension. But first, a couple rescued from the wilderness.
A Norwich couple who planned to spend a night together under the stars revealed that they were mortified when they had to be rescued by the Coast Guard after swimming to the romantic spot. Joey Cunha, 25, and Taylor Shaw, 29, had hoped to reach a tidal island near Wells after cycling for 3 hours from the city to reach the coast. However, they soon became stranded in marshland and had to be saved. Now back on dry land, the couple are warning other visitors to the coast never to underestimate the dangers of the outdoors, as they thanked paramedics and lifeboat teams who rescued them. Recalling their ordeal, Mr. Cunha, who admitted they misjudged the tide, said, "We failed to recognise the fact it would be a lot colder than we thought and harder to turn back. My message would be never to underestimate the danger of going out in the wilderness."
A mum and daughter from Norwich have raised £6,000 as a way to say thank you for the care they have both received as cancer patients. Julia Fisher, 70, and her daughter Emma Manning, 46, from Helston, have been hosting stalls at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital over the last year, selling arts and crafts, games, jams, chutneys, plants, toys and more. Mrs. Manning, who has also raised money by taking part in a sponsored head shave, Mrs. Fisher said, "Emma has been the driving force for the fundraising and I am so proud of her. Even when she was very ill, she always had a smile on her face." Mrs. Manning, who is still receiving treatment at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, said, "I just wanted to make something positive out of a negative situation and do something more than just saying thank you. Everyone at the hospital went the extra mile when I was receiving chemotherapy and radiotherapy, and I can't thank them enough. Of the total raised, £3,000 has gone to the hospital's oncology day unit. £1,500 has gone to the acute oncology service and £1,500 has gone to the Big C."
Construction and services firm Kier Group has reported, quote, "solid half-year results in line with expectations." The group, which employs more than 150 people across the east of England, said it had an order book of approximately £9 billion, reflecting successes in regional building projects and highway services.
A homeless hostel, which built an emergency extension to deal with a huge rise in the number of rough sleepers, has launched an appeal to raise the remainder of the money needed for the project. St Martin's Housing Trust built space for 3 new beds and a sit-up service to accommodate an additional 7 people last year after huge public generosity helped it raise £140,000. £180,000 came out of the trust reserves to fund the extension. But despite the hugely successful public appeal, it is still £40,000 short of its target. It came after its official count of rough sleepers in September showed a rise from 13 the previous year to 34. The charity has now appealed for help to reach its target with the warning, "People do not just become homeless at Christmas." And with a 20% cut in its budget and a loss of its floating support service, the Trust is now concerned that this year could become a perfect storm.
A letter from the head teachers of hundreds of Norfolk's primary and secondary schools warning of an imminent funding crisis has been raised in Parliament. Norwich South MP Clive Lewis told MPs that heads across the county had taken the, quote, "unprecedented step," unquote, of writing to parents about the impending budget crisis. He called for the Leader of the House of Commons to devote more parliamentary time to debating the issue. Miss Lewis said that there was an impending budget crisis at a time when precious financial resources are being spent on more free schools and grammar schools rather than those schools that we already have.
The group of buskers whose performance went viral have said the response they got from the public was overwhelming. Hayley Moss and Ben Lake's Time to Say Goodbye duet outside Gerald in London Street, Norwich, captivated city centre shoppers. A video of the performance has already been viewed over 130,000 times and shared by more than 1,500 people on Facebook. The soprano and tenor duo have been performing together for a year after being introduced through a mutual friend. Miss Moss, 31, revealed that the video has led to a surge of interest in the duo. She said, "So many people have been in touch wanting to book us. A lot of people who saw the video have contacted us about playing their weddings."
A Canaries fan living down under got a 40th birthday present he will never forget when he was surprised by his favourite Norwich City football player and invited to talk about his football team live on The Mustard Show on Mustard TV. Lee Woodrow, who is originally from Norwich but now lives in Brisbane, where he is part of the Brisbane Canaries Group and Canaries Down Under, is back in Norfolk visiting family with his wife Rebecca and daughters Erica, 7, and 5-year-old Edie, who is named after his favourite footballer, Darren Edie. Mr Woodrow thought that he was going for a family meal before his taxi instead brought him to Prospect House, home of Mustard TV, the Eastern Daily News and Norwich Evening News. He said, "We were supposed to be having a family dinner, and then suddenly the direction of the taxi changed. We came through the gate and I saw a camera and I thought, what on earth is going on? Then I saw Darren Edie. It was all a bit surreal and very exciting. The other Canaries Down Under will be amazed." He described his family as awesome for arranging the surprise.
Thousands of people across East Anglia have donned a red nose to raise money for Comic Relief. Schools and businesses held various events to support the charity, which helps people in Africa and the UK. Pupils at Sprowston High School near Norwich raised more than £1,396 in donations through a non-uniform day. This year's Red Nose Day is focusing on 5 different issues: immunisation, mental health, education, domestic violence and fighting malaria. The charity funds more than 2,000 projects throughout the UK and has helped 11.7 million people across Africa since last year's event.
The mystery of a helicopter flying erratically around fields in Norfolk appears to have been solved. Police said they had received multiple reports of a helicopter flying close to the ground around the Dereham area. In a newsletter from Operation Randall, which focuses on rural crime, officers put out the appeal for information. They said reports had come in of a blue and yellow helicopter in the area around Stanfield, with the aircraft flying below the 500-foot limit and startling cattle in the fields. Regulations enforced by the Civil Aviation Authority mean that no aircraft can fly within 500 foot of a building, person, vehicle or vessel without prior permission. Following reports to the Civil Aviation Authority, PDG helicopters have claimed responsibility for the aircraft and insisted that there was no danger to the public. A spokesman for PDG helicopters said that they had recently started inspection work for electricity company UKPN, which involved flying the helicopter alongside pylons to check for any faults in the network. This work involves looking at wooden electricity poles and wires to check for faults that cannot easily be seen from the ground, the spokesman said. This is an essential part of maintaining the electricity supply for consumers within Norfolk and the adjacent counties.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. Don't forget to keep listening after the closing announcement, when you will have the spring 2017 edition of Your Norfolk. When you're finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Or visit our website cbtn.org.uk.